Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Also want to thank USAA, one of our big sponsors that helps make this happen. And I want to say hello and welcome to KRDO to Kent Fortune, Regional Vice President of USAA. It's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me back.
All right, it's terrific. And by the way, thank you for everything you do for the military and for their spouses, and it is so important, and you're doing great work.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kent. Also joining us today, the Chief Operating Officer of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. I want to welcome in Bob McLaughlin. Bob, it's good to see you again.
Always glad to be here, and thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Because if you're listening to this for the first time, I repeat myself often, but it's so important. Mount Carmel does so many great things for veterans, their families. If you're on active duty right now, if you're a service member getting ready to detach, if you're in the reserves, or again, family member or veteran, they have so many services that are provided for free. They can help you find a job. They can help you write a resume. Take advantage of everything that Mount Carmel has to offer.
Now, we're proud to do it, and just to be here with Kent and everything that he does for the community and has done to help Mount Carmel. It's really all about partnership in this community. So, Kent, thanks for everything you do in your leadership.
No, it's our pleasure, and Bob, you and your team are doing fantastic work at Mount Carmel, and we're just glad to be a part of it. Like you said, it's all about partnerships and giving back to help those people that have served our great country and their families.
And by the way, I have USAA as an insurance company. This is a personal note. My dad was an Air Force officer. I'm a retired officer, and I love USAA. Seriously, anytime, only had a couple of claims I've had to file, never had an issue with USAA because you do take care of your members.
Well, thank you for your membership and obviously your service for you and your dad. And, you know, obviously that's what it's all about, taking care of the members, because when they call us, usually it's in their time of need. And that's when we need to deliver on that promise. So it's good to hear that you've had great service with us.
Oh, thank you. And by the way, if you're in the United States military, it used to be only open to officers. You opened it up to enlisted folks as well, enlisted personnel. If you are in the military and you don't have USAA, I just want to put a plug in. Give them a call. Compare rates, because you might be really happy with what you find.
I would agree.
All right. All right. So that's our commercial announcement, but we wanted to do that. I meant that very sincerely. All right, Bob, we have a Mill Spouse event coming up very soon. You want to talk about that?
So we're very excited about what we're doing together with Mill Spouses. And I think Kent is kind of leading the way on this. So I'm in support, but if you want to give some insight on what you're doing, Kent, for Mill Spouses.
No, by the way, I just want to say Mill Spouse means military spouse.
Correct.
We tend to use acronyms in the military.
No, and we use them at USAA as well, and I think a lot of organizations are going to acronyms. But it is military spouses. Next Tuesday, October 22nd, they'll have two sessions, one in the morning that starts at 9 a.m. and one in the evening that starts at 5:30. And we're a sponsor, but really it's run by military spouses. And what they do is just try to create an event where they can come together, have a little networking. Obviously, there's some military spouses that have just maybe gotten married and they don't really understand what it is to be a military spouse and what they're going to be heading to or through. And so it allows the people that have been through this before to kind of partner with them, help them, give them some guidance, and just kind of share best practices. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of giveaways and things like that. So next Tuesday, October 22nd. Out at the Antlers Hotel here in town.
That's downtown.
Downtown. And if you need any information, it's going to be MIL, spousefest.com. You can get more information out there. But really, sometimes I would say they kind of go under the radar. Mm-hmm. They truly are the unsung heroes of our military. They're the ones that are keeping the home front safe with the kids and things like that, why potentially their spouses are deployed. So it's a great opportunity to just really gather them together and spend a day.
And Kent, we've had this conversation before. You know, unemployment's pretty low in the United States, but for military spouses, it's higher than the national average because they're moving. Sometimes if you're active duty military, you may rotate every year, 2 years, 3 years. So they have to keep changing jobs so they can't build up that longevity.
No, absolutely. I think also, too, I don't have a study that supports this, but you also worry about, are they underemployed? Mm. So they could do so much more, but a lot of businesses maybe don't look at them because they know they might only have them for 1 or 2 years.
Right.
And so what they do is just look for maybe a first job that they can have. And so it's really important that we get them applied for the skills that they have, because that really then helps the military family.
Now, if someone wants to attend the event that's coming up on October 22nd, do they need to pre-register or just show up?
It would be nice if they pre-register. So just go out to the website that I gave, themilspousefest.com.
Okay.
We're hoping that we get a good turnout. Usually across the United States, we've had these in other areas. We'll usually average about 200 people. So we're hoping to have that amount or more next Tuesday.
I would encourage anyone who's listening to this right now, if you know someone who could benefit from this Military Spouse Festival coming up, please share this information. The nice thing about a podcast is you can email it to someone and say, take a listen to this, because we want to definitely help all those folks out there who need help.
I agree.
All right, so appreciate that. All right, let's go ahead and turn to the upcoming Veterans Day Parade. I am told that for the first time that Mount Carmel's going to have a float in the parade.
Yeah, we're very excited about our float. Of course, I'll be there with the float. And basically our message that day is salute our veterans and their families. Mm-hmm. The thing that I always talk about when it comes to our mission is making sure that nobody falls through the cracks, that if there's veterans in need, they know Mount Carmel's here for them. If there's partners in the community that need to do things to help veterans, we want to make that happen. And then, of course, if there are people out there that want to support our cause, we always encourage that as well. So the float will be exciting this year. The other thing we're doing this year with the Empty Stocking Fund is doing a brunch at Blondie's at about 9 o'clock prior to the parade to support our military veterans and their families.
Well, that's terrific. So we'll be lining up the streets, watching. I've marched in that parade actually in uniform, so it's going to be good to go and kind of watch from the sidelines. And it's a great parade. If you haven't been to the Veterans Day Parade in downtown Colorado Springs, please do. It kind of makes you tingle a little bit. You see all the military and the folks who are supporting the military and the veterans. Don't you agree, Kent?
No, I agree. We also participate in the Veterans Day Parade. We'll usually have one of our wrapped vehicles that says USAA on it, and we'll have a banner in front that thanks the veterans for their service. We'll have employees. Mainly, we usually ask our veterans or military spouse employees to come out mm-hmm. and march in that, and that's another way we can recognize them. It starts at 9 a.m., to your point, it's Colorado Springs has become kind of a bigger city, right? It's
right.
Almost 750,000 people when you think about the city and county. But this really reminds you of old, good old hometown parade. And even though we're big, it's still so impressive to get the veterans to get the recognition that they deserve mm-hmm. by marching down Tejon Street. And it's just a sight to behold.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're listening outside the area and you don't know Colorado Springs well, we have five military installations in Colorado Springs. We have Fort Carson for the Army. We have the United States Air Force Academy on the north end of Colorado Springs, Peterson Air Force Base, which houses U.S. Northern Command. We've got Schriever Air Force Base and Cheyenne Mountain Air Station. So, I mean, this is a military hub in so many different ways.
No, absolutely. And that's the active duty portion, right?
Yeah.
And then you go to the retirees, our veterans. It's just an amazing military town. And it's a great way just to say thanks. So I'm excited to see Mount Carmel's float out there. And it should be just mm-hmm. a great day. And it also has a lot of, older vehicles as well. We'll have some, veterans that have served in prior wars mm-hmm. as far back, it's the Korean War. And sometimes you'll have Vietnam, obviously, and that's a great way to say thanks to them because of, how they've been treated over the years. It's just another way to keep reinforcing how much we truly do appreciate their service.
Absolutely, and the crowds that line the streets really do give a salute and a loud applause to veterans as they march in that parade. So thank you for doing that.
Absolutely.
All right. In just a couple of moments, we're going to talk about the Hoedown for Heroes, which is coming up. It's fun, but it's also a fundraiser because Mount Carmel does need funds to do the great work that they do. So we'll talk about the Hoedown coming up in just a couple of moments. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us. It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member paid for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, and together we smile.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. All proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. If you find the information we're presenting useful and helpful, please share it. We would appreciate it. It's easy to do so. Again, just tell folks to go to KRDO.com, click on radio, then look for podcast. Our guests continue to be Chief Operating Officer for Mount Carmel. It's Bob McLaughlin. Bob, it's good to see you here. By the way, thank you for your service. Retired, proud retired military colonel, Army. And we've got Kent Fortune, Regional Vice President of USAA, proudly serving the military. Gentlemen, let's go ahead and talk about some upcoming events. And I wanted to go ahead and talk about some football because we got some Air Force Army game coming up and also Broncos.
We do. So we have the Air Force Army game, which is on November the 2nd. Mm-hmm. So I grew up in an Air Force family, and we have Bob over here, retired Army. So maybe this year Air Force can actually beat Army. Used to be the other way around for so many years, but now Army has a very strong team. But really, at the end of the day, it's about getting the men and women that serve our great country together and have a little fun around football.
Right.
And it's amazing to watch these athletes as they play, where they try to win, but then after the game, the camaraderie and the brotherhood and the sisterhood that you see is amazing. So we're just proud to be a sponsor of that and be there. And so this year we thought we'd do something a little different. So we worked with the Air Force Academy, and we got 8 tickets that we're giving to Mount Carmel. And so if you show up, I think on Monday, October 21st, the first 4 people to show up, we'll give them 2 tickets each free. And it's a way to hopefully get them to check out Mount Carmel and see all the services that they have, but also give them an opportunity to go see a great football game.
Kent, you're making this really easy. You're making this really easy. Just go show up at the door. Be the first one. Now, what time do the doors open, Bob?
I'll open them early that day. They're really open at 8 o'clock. Ken, thanks for this. I'm holding the tickets in my hand. Air Force football versus Army at Falcon Stadium. We're excited to be able to give these tickets to some deserving veterans at Mount Carmel, I assume, on Monday morning. So this will be a really good thing. I've always attended the game. Kent's absolutely right. The festivities before the game are amazing, too, when you see a lot of the old graduates there, Army and Air Force talking to each other. The associations are right there next to each other. The environment is fantastic. At the end of the day, Kent said it, we're all one team. But for that time period on the gridiron, it's a fierce battle. I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly. When you wear the nation's uniform, we're all one team, but we can have some fun in between times, especially on a good football game, right, Kent?
Oh, absolutely. I think, it's like Bob talked about, the pageantry, If you've never experienced a Service Academy game, you have to go out,
especially
when they're playing another academy. And so to see them out there, the flyovers that you get to see, them marching onto the field, it is truly a spectacle like none other. So if you haven't been out to Falcon Stadium, I encourage you to go out there. A lot of people worry sometimes about getting on the base. Easy to get on the base, especially for game day. So I hope to see everybody out there.
Yeah, just make sure you get your driver's license, proof of insurance, and registration, and you'll be good to go.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, let's talk about the upcoming Bronco game, too, because I know you're going to give away some tickets to that. Is that correct?
No tickets for that one.
Okay.
That would be a really hot item right there.
Versus the Browns.
Versus the Browns. Okay. So it's a busy weekend for us. So on Saturday, obviously, we have the Air Force Army game. And then on Sunday, we've partnered with the Broncos. We're their Salute to Service partner. We've done that for 6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do there is we host, with the Broncos' help, about 200 military for that game. In our portion, we'll host about 60 of them. So we'll give them seats for about 60 individuals. 42 of them, we've worked with the military installations and gotten names from them, and they'll be attending. And then 18 of them will be from our military combine that we had earlier this year at Broncos training camp. So the winners of that competition got free tickets to the game on Sunday. So it's really a way to honor the military. A lot of pregame festivities. At halftime, they usually have some recognition. And it's amazing how much the Broncos truly do support the military, and the fans for the Broncos are amazing as well.
And I understand this is the sixth year USA has been involved in this.
Yes, absolutely. So it started out as the bigger kind of NFL deal, with USAA being the Salute to Service provider for the NFL. Yeah. And then we do have individual arrangements with the teams. And so the Broncos, we started it about 6 years ago, and it's been a fantastic partnership every year.
Terrific. I'm looking forward to watching. Thank you for doing that, too, by the way. Appreciate
no, absolutely. It. So hopefully, you know, the Broncos will continue to improve. The first part of the season was a little rough.
Right.
Seems to be a little bit better right now, so hopefully that will continue.
Yeah, September was not good for the Broncos.
No.
All right, let's go ahead and talk about, because, you know, finding work for folks who are looking for work, there's a job fair coming up, and that's very important because if someone wants to find employment right now, the economy is doing very well. There's no reason anyone who's looking for work should be unemployed right now. Bob, would you like to talk about the upcoming job fair?
What I would like to talk about, I'll let Kent talk about the job fair. But,
okay, sure.
But what we do at Mount Carmel that supports these events, because the job fairs are usually just a mark in time and an opportunity, but one of our core tenets is transition and employment. We talked about spouse employment. We have so many different activities and opportunities at Mount Carmel. We do networking events, which are critical to bring employers and veterans together. We do individual assistance for resume writing. And you can reach us at 719-772-7000 with questions. And then we're very proud to deliver our Prep Connect 360, which is a five-day immersion course where we have speakers that come in and help motivate and inspire. We normally quarterly get anywhere from 12 to 20 vets in there. And our success rate of getting those veterans, military members and their spouses hired is fantastic. So that's kind of how we support.
Mm-hmm.
And then the event that Kent will talk about is hugely important to do a little bit of the same.
All right. And USA has been partnering with this upcoming event for a number of years. Kent, please tell us about this job fair coming up.
Yeah, it's November the 5th. So that's Tuesday. And it's our fourth year sponsoring this, and we work with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center.
Okay.
And so it's actually, what I've heard is one of the largest job fairs, not only in the state, but in the region. We'll have over 190 employers there. So it is very significant. So it's not just like one or two employers. It's over 190 employers.
Okay.
And the good news is it opens at 12 o'clock, and it runs 12 to 3 for the general public. However, if you're a veteran, active duty, military spouse, we open the doors at 10 a.m. and we give them from 10 a.m. to noon. So just veterans, military spouses, actively serving, where they get an extra 2 hours where they can come in and talk to the employers, talk to them about their skills that they have, maybe possible job opportunities. And so it's a really big event and opportunity for us to kind of hopefully hook up our veterans. Hopefully, if they've been to Mount Carmel, use the tools and resources that they've given them.
Mm-hmm.
And then now they can bring them to life when they're talking to prospective employers. And like you said, The unemployment rate is low, but there's still a lot of jobs out there. Mm-hmm. And so this gives an opportunity for the veterans and military spouses to get out there. So we're really proud of our partnership with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, and we're excited about the upcoming event.
And Kent, do you have any advice for someone who's listening right now and said, you know what, I'm going to go to that event. I'm going to go to this job fair because I want to find work. Any advice as far as, you know, what to bring, dress, things like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm always one to dress to impress. Because, you know, there's always, you never know what that first impression might say. So I would say show up how you want to show up, right? So if you feel like you're looking for a job with coat and tie, then show up with coat and tie. If it's one where maybe a little more casual, relaxed, then maybe some slacks and a dress shirt, those types of things. So I think it's really good to make that first good impression. And then make sure that you have a up-to-date resume. Okay. So make sure that you have that ready. The advice I always give, and Bob and his team can give you better advice, but from the civilian side, what I would say is always make sure that your resume is readable for a civilian. What happens sometimes is our veterans have these impressive resumes of all the things they've mm-hmm. done in the military. But when a civilian reads it, if they haven't been in the military, they don't understand all of the really good sure. things that they've had. And so the way to put it so that they understand those leadership skills that they have, and then also the amount of responsibility that they truly do have.
And I've heard Mount Carmel folks talk about this before, but I think it's worth mentioning again, your social media footprint. You know, take a look at what you have on your Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all that stuff. Just, you know, you want to be professional, correct?
Absolutely. I think more and more today, employers are looking at what is out there on LinkedIn. What are they doing on Snapchat for the younger generation? Instagram, Facebook, I think is more of a for people my age now, I think. But it is amazing how the companies are doing their background because they truly want to know what kind of employee, prospective employee they're going to get.
Right. Exactly. So good advice. And Bob, thanks for getting everyone ready for this upcoming job fair. As far as helping them brush up their resume, getting prepared to dress correctly, and all the tools you give them so they can be successful when they go.
Well, in prepping for this job fair, feel free to come by, call my team. Again, our number's 719-772-7000. We're there to do these things, to prep for job fairs, to make sure, like Ken said, you put your best foot forward. My team every day is working with transitioning military and spouses to be able to translate that great experience so that employers understand the goodness of service, the leadership that they bring, and make it easier to get employment.
Bob, I've had the honor to speak to a lot of people who have used your services at Mount Carmel over the time we've been doing this podcast and this update. I haven't met one person that wasn't just awed at the services that you provide, and I mean that truly. I mean, what you're doing there is just awesome.
Well, interesting enough, when I talk to my team about customer service, it is so important, and I always point to this gentleman right here with what he's doing with USAA and said, if you want a model of proper customer service, look at the way USAA treats its customers. And to us, that's a best practice. Whether it's on the phone or in person, they're always treating people with dignity and respect mm-hmm. and having the right message, and people feel cared for. And that's exactly what we try to do.
Exactly. And again, thank you, Kent, for everything you and your big team does here in Colorado Springs and the home office in San Antonio, correct?
Absolutely.
All right. All right, let's go ahead and turn to an upcoming fun event. It's a fundraiser, but it's also, you know, let's get our cowboy hats on. It's what, Hoedown for Heroes. Talk about that.
We're so excited to partner with the Boot Barn. And this month of November is so important. We discussed the Army Air Force, the mm-hmm. parade, salute to service. And shortly thereafter, we're going to have this event, Hoedown for Heroes, to have a little bit of fun mm-hmm. And then support military veterans and their families through the proceeds of this event. It's on our webpage. It's Hoedown for Heroes. I want to get as many people from the community to come out and enjoy themselves. And as they're doing that, know that all the proceeds of this event go right back into those programs that we're delivering every day, whether it's counseling, whether it's transition and employment or supportive services. It goes right back into helping military veterans and their families.
And I understand Boot Barn Hall, that's on the north end of Colorado Springs.
It is on the north end of Colorado Springs, near Bourbon Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great venue. I think Kent has probably already been there, as that's mm-hmm. where he lives in that neighborhood.
Okay.
I've been there a few times. That's on the 7th of November in the evening, Thursday night. We're hoping to fill the place.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's going to be fun. Fire chief is going to speak. He's got a very motivational story. We're hoping that all our first responders
nice.
Come out to hear him with his great story about supporting veterans. And we have a local band that's been highly touted, and they always fill the place when they play there. So we're excited to have them as well.
I understand it's going to be the Exit West Band, so that's cool. Excellent. By the way, just in case you're trying to put in your head where this is exactly, we said the north end of Colorado Springs. If you know where the north end of the north gate of the U.S. Air Force Academy is, it's basically just east of I-25 at that location. Is that correct? So that just to help people figure out where they need to go. And we're looking forward to it. By the way, if you want to get tickets, let's tell folks how they can get tickets. You can go to veteranscenter.org, veteranscenter.org. There's going to be a live and silent auction as well, too. So, you know, a chance for you to get some, you know, maybe you need to get a holiday gift. You know, holidays are just around the corner. Christmas is going to be here before you know it. You can pick up a few things and have fun at the same time.
We're excited about it. So please come out and support our military members, veterans, and their families, and have a little bit of fun.
All right. Again, if you want to get tickets, veteranscenter.org. Kent, it's been a pleasure to have you here. And again, I want to say this because we can't do this program. Mount Carmel can't operate without good sponsors like USAA. So thank you for everything you and your organization does to support active duty military veterans, reservists, their spouses, their family members, because you are doing great work in this community.
Well, thank you very much, and we're excited to partner with Mount Carmel and KRDO. So thank you both for all you do for the community and our veterans and their families.
It is our pleasure. And again, if you found this information useful, please share it. It's easy to do so. You can email this podcast, or you can just tell folks to go to KRDO.com, click on radio, look for podcast. You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.